With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran's military may be on the ropes, but so far it is still able to attack its Gulf neighbors, attacking energy infrastructure with explosive drones. And President Trump says the administration's upcoming request for more military funding is a very small price to pay.
This is a very volatile world, and the military equipment, the power of some of this weaponry is unthinkable. You don't even want to know about it.
Another $200 billion will be requested for Operation Epic Fury. He hasn't been seen in public since being named Iran's supreme leader, mocked as the cardboard cutout. He has purportedly issued another statement.
Iran's new supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, called Friday for the enemies of his nations to have their security taken away in his latest message to the public. Khamenei made the remarks in a statement issued on his behalf to President Masoud Pezeshkian after Israel killed Iran's intelligence minister. It was read on state TV, IRIB. The newsreader says security must be denied to internal and external enemies and be granted to the people at large. Khamenei hasn't been seen since he was named as supreme leader after his father Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed in an Israeli airstrike on the first day of the war on February 28. I'm Charles de Letesma.
A growing number of airport screeners calling out sick, not getting paid as the Homeland Security funding impasse drags on in Congress. Democrats refuse to approve the necessary funding. About 10% of TSA officers nationwide missed work each day between Monday and Wednesday. Airports in Atlanta and Houston saw absentee rates of around 38%. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 133 points. NASDAQ futures off 89 points. This is SRN News. Britain moves to expand abortion.
A bill that would decriminalize abortion right up to the moment of birth is advancing in Parliament. The House of Lords could have approved an amendment to the Crime and Policing Bill that would have removed the decriminalization language, but did not. Simon Calvert of the Christian Institute says British lawmakers have, quote, shown little regard for public opinion and have dehumanized the unborn to a shocking new degree. Michael Harrington reporting.
It has taken a while, but America's pastors are answering the call to highlight global persecution of Christians in their sermons. According to a poll of Protestant pastors conducted by Lifeway Research, the vast majority of them are acutely aware of how their brothers and sisters in foreign lands are being oppressed. The survey finds that 86% of preachers have urged their congregations to pray for persecuted Christians abroad. About two-thirds say they've delivered sermons focusing on abuse of believers. This is SRN News. Southwest heat wave setting records.
A desert community on the Arizona-California border reached 110 degrees Thursday, breaking a record for the highest March temperature recorded in the United States. The record-setting temperature was recorded just outside Martinez Lake, Arizona, in the Yuma Desert. As a winter heat wave scorches the southwest, it breaks the record of 108 degrees set in Rio Grande, Texas in 1954. Window washer Ruben Pandalayan spends most of his time outside.
It's really early for this heat around in the desert. Never been like this hot.
And says he's worried about what the early heat means for the summer.
Last couple years, a lot of people died in the desert of the heat.
The National Weather Service says the average first 105-degree day of the year for the area normally occurs on May 22nd. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details, srnnews.com.